The Gemara on the bottom of Daf comes down with Alf Dashin's the Pasuk of Barchat of Abayacha Barchat of Betzesacha Shutei Yitziyaschum Na Oilam Kiviyaschul Oilam Ma Biyaschul Oilam Belo Chet Af Yitziyaschul Min Oilam Belo Chet. Just like when you came to the world, you came into the world, you entered without a Chet. When you leave the world, you should also leave without a Chet. And it's Yidua, what the Rashash writes over here, Pal Dekizach, that the Rashash writes on this Gemara, he says in the words, Ma Biyaschul Oilam Belo Chet Mikan Stira Tzas Le Baili Das HaGilgal. It's like the Rashashim, here's a Stira Tzas to those who believe in Gilgulim, because the Gemara is saying that Pasha says you came to the world without a Chet. Now, if there's an inning of Gilgulim, then how do we know for sure that you came without a Chet? Maybe you didn't have a Chet. So he says, in the fact that we know B'Pshitas that the Gemara is saying you came without a Chet, that's a Raya Keneged, the inning of Gilgulim. And about it, this is a Pel to say, very Shred to say, it's right in Mekubal and Klai, so in the inning of Gilgulim, so it's Shred to say there's a Raya from here Keneged HaGilgulim. And the Pasha says it can be manche, that what the Gemara means biyaschul olam b'lo chet, it means it's referring to this guf that you have. You and this body came without a chet, even though mitzad the neshama hamugugelis could be there's a chet. But the guf kashal atzmai wasn't chetet, this body was not chetet. So we're not talking about the neshama, we're talking about the person with his guf. Another teretz I saw the Achanim say that biyaschul olam b'lo chet is going on the original, his galgos of this neshama. Every neshama at some point was a new neshama, a fresh neshama, and that neshama mitchila was without chet. So just like the original bi until the ilam was without chet, also the yitzir should be without chet. So l'char, it's not a taina from here. I saw in the Derech Sicha from Chaim Kanievsky in Parshas Kisava, he brings this Rashash and he says that it's mistabed that the Rashash never wrote this. I guess it was a Talmud Tayer or somebody put this into the Rashash, because he says, Afim is a Gilgal, v'chiz a chet. Even if it is a Gilgal, you're going to call that a chet. It's not a stira to refer to it as a chet. So he says, about its pasha, the Rashash wouldn't write such a thing. And he says that, Efshel is v'kechem Rashash, Talmud k'darkishol tayra. Chaim says that about it, you could argue with Rashash. It's not sure that you would argue on him, but he says, but there's no shtusim in his words. So he, Reb Chaim, felt that to say such a thing would be a shtus. It's not mistab, and the Rashash would say a davar that's a shtus. And that to say something that you could disagree with, that you could find, that you have, but to say something which mamash doesn't make any sense is not mistab, and therefore he felt that Rashash never wrote this. Malkopanim, these are a couple terutzim you could say to be mancha the taino of the Rashash.